This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Welcome to Family Matters, or as I like to call tonight, Birthday Beck Eve.
Thank you, Jana Brunner.
It's your birthday tomorrow, Beck.
I know, and here I am with you.
God bless you, Beck.
I don't know what else I'd be doing, just sitting at home thinking I'll be a year older tomorrow. But
and the rest of our team, it is school holidays, which means they're not here.
Well,
no.
You know what they're doing. So Michelle, it's her daughter's birthday.
Yes.
Because all the best people are born this week.
Exactly.
Adrian's at home training in school lunches, which we're going to talk about next week, ready for the first year of school.
I want to see him do this, though, at 6 o'clock in the morning. And you know what? We might even set up a display, have him a bit sleep-deprived,
and
then see, make him make the lunches.
Then we'll see what you like, Adrian.
Orders. Yeah,
and bloody Dave. Schlepping around Europe. He's in Poland.
Is that where he is now?
Yeah, I checked.
Didn't you see the Queen last week or something like that?
I think he's seen a lot of them. But Dave, so as we all know, hashtag find over day, one of our big things. And despite the fact he's gone international, he wants to make sure that it's still going.
Oh.
So I think he's met some nice young men in Europe.
Are we going global? Family Matters is going global.
Hashtag find David Dates going global. Dave's global, that's for sure.
Here we go.
Anyway, we're here, Gina. We're the best ones anyway.
And we're inviting people to join our conversation because tonight we've got Megan from Berry Street, if you've seen our Facebook post, and we'll be posting a lot more throughout the night. She'll be joining us and talking to us about Berry Street and also talking to us about fostering.
Yes.
You know, is it like walking into a deli and grabbing a ticket and grabbing a kid? Is it that easy?
I assume so.
That's can you pick, you know, I want mine a little bit pickled and ginger.
Yeah.
A little bit blonde.
Something from the front counter.
Possibly not. And I think if you do want a kid that way, you won't get one.
Yeah.
But we'll find out about that later. But we also have a little special guest.
We do.
Who might make her way a little bit closer to the microphone. We have a little graduate here. We've got Natalie, who is part of the Unicorn Youth Training Program. Is that right, Natalie?
Yeah.
We can teach you so much, Natalie. Most of it not good, but
yeah, most of it not good. And
but Natalie's mum's here, so we'll behave a little bit.
Mum's here, we'll be on our best behaviour. But if the rest of you would like to join the conversation, you can get us on 0427JOY949. You can SMS us. You can email us on air@joy.org.au. You can even call the desk.
Yep, you can.
There's Mershine on the desk
and Matt
right now.
He's offside of Matt.
On 1300JOY949. But usually at this time, we play a song. We're not going to do that now. What are we going to do, Beck?
Are we going to sing Happy Birthday to Me?
We can do that later. We might get the whole studio to join.
No, you know what we are going to do?
Yes.
Because at Joy, we're a family.
We
like to talk about our other family members. And two of our special family members are the boys at Pop Chops.
I love them. You know they're doing Mariah Carey tonight.
I love them because I have the worst taste in music and Pop Chops just embraces it. But Pop Chops airs at 10 p.m. every Thursday, so a little bit later than us.
Yeah.
And recently, those beautiful boys, Dan and Andy, offered their listeners a journey through Adele's flawless, their word but also mine, career. Do you love Adele?
I actually do love Adele.
I think it's been moody. Dinner. I was like, oh,
no, I really do.
Anyway, from her teenage years through to her album 21 and her number one single Rolling in the Deep, which I could sing, but I won't, the Pop Chops boys did an episode about what makes her so successful. Now, the full podcast is on the Joy website and iTunes. We're going to give people a little bit of an old Adele preview.
Yeah, the boys have given us the best
Should
parts
I sing?
Of it.
No.
Okay, let's not sing. Hello.
Thank you.
I'm so impressed by the fact that you've really done it, not just professional success, it's history making right now, but by all accounts, you're a very grounded person. How do you keep both feet on the ground?
I'm British, so I think that helps. I mean, I'm not tempted in the slightest by anything that, like, being famous has to offer. Like, it's really lovely and it's a great luxury to dip in and out of it and to experience it, and I'm forever grateful of that, but it ain't real. So I don't feel like you can get attached to something that's not real, so I'd rather live a real life and be a real person.
And she hasn't said this explicitly, but in an article I read for Rolling Stone, she said that she had a yearning for herself, as in 10-ish years ago when she just didn't have to worry about anyone else. And it's pretty candid of her to say, really. She was like, even though, you know, her kids and her husband are her life, sometimes she does yearn for when it was just her and she didn't have to worry about anything and she could go drink ciders in the park. And I think that's sort of the, like, overriding theme of this whole album. It's kind of about the passage of time and being nostalgic about the past.
I think what you said about that kind of aching for the way you used to live as a single person, and or just your younger years in general, I think, you know, a big part of 25 is about missing things that you didn't realize you'd lost. And, you know, liking it to her drinking cider in the park is just so, I don't know, it just struck such a chord with me, because she, you know, she said they were the most real and best moments of her life. And that she, you know, if you'd known that you weren't going to be able to sit in a park and drink beer anymore, it's like, you know, I used to do that every weekend and I miss that too.
We could do that. We can do that next weekend if you want.
But I think there's always going to be aspects of our lives that we don't have the foresight to treasure. And, you know, whether it be a person or even just a mundane experience like sitting in a park, it's a hell of a lot harder to create that once you grow up and your circumstances are what they are. And, you know, we change too much to go back sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello.
Hop Chops on Joy 94.9.
You know, it's awkward.
What?
That they obviously, that like, no, firstly that I sang, but also that they obviously found my phone and found some calls I made to some ex-boyfriends and put a song.
Hello.
Oh, that you're.
I swear to you, I have made those calls.
We've scared Natalie, I think, though, by singing in the studio.
Anyway, sorry to all my ex-boyfriends listening to me on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. We have had a message.
We've already had a message in.
From Poland. We are so international.
So international.
Hi, Gina and Beck and Natalie. Oh, you're in the gang now. Lovely to hear your voices. I do miss you guys. Let's try and get Gina blushing again. Lots of love, Dave.
Okay, I did blush on air last week by having to avoid pronouncing. Well, I did avoid it. I told you guys off air what some bits were called bits in Greek bits,
yeah.
And I didn't want to traumatise our Greek listeners. So
say thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm ready for Dave to come back now. I miss my partner in crime.
He's going to be back soon.
I know. We have to have our fake child soon.
Well, Beck, we do. Well, speaking of child,
yeah.
Speaking of childbirth, I experienced something very traumatic.
I'm going to say you experienced childbirth.
Well, you know what? I don't want to after what I experienced, because you know when a woman is in a workplace and she's about to leave that workplace to have a baby, morning teas or afternoon lunches kind of happen.
Oh, they're so shit.
They really are.
Like, and honestly, does anyone enjoy it?
I don't think they do. No. And I actually wasn't even part of the one that I got to witness, because I was leaving work and I got in the lift and I followed these ladies to a luncheon, and it was obviously this girl's last day in the office before she went off to have a baby. And what did these ladies, you think, want to talk about?
Like how nice it is to have children, well done, enjoy the rest, I hope you get through the box set of offspring, stuff like that.
No. That sort of stuff. You'd think that would be the thing they'd want a farewell there.
No.
They started sharing from the lift well right through to the cafe where I was sitting all the awful things that could potentially happen to you while giving birth. It was, this woman was kind of going white over lunch. Why do we torture pregnant women. Why do we tell them these horror stories?
But not even pregnant women. Why do, like, I might still have children, okay? I'm getting old tomorrow, but the window's not completely closed. The things my friends want to tell me, like, I have a vision. If I'm ever going to have a child, this is what's going to happen, right? A unicorn's going to come. They're going to take me by the hand. They're going to walk me into a field. They're going to sit me on a lily pad. And then a fairy is going to come down and go, here, go back. Here's the baby. That is how I like to think it happens.
So
people talk about stitches, Gina.
Oh, my, stitches. They talk about
cutting.
Okay,
there are some things that
again.
Should not be cut.
There are some things that shouldn't be cut or mentioned.
No.
There are, one of them had the gall to say, look, don't be embarrassed if you poop yourself on the table.
Always be embarrassed if you... But you know what the thing is? Like, we're not even having a baby in this freezer. Imagine if you're a poor woman that is in the throes of pregnancy.
And this is what made me put my sandwich down and maybe rethink some of the choices down the future for myself and why I might be really engaging our foster caring expert, Megan, who's here for an
and
interview.
What about poor Natalie? She's
poor
like,
Natalie. I'm so
glad
sorry,
I came
Natalie.
In tonight. Learn well, some stuff.
Yep. No, it's
sorry,
unicorns.
Natalie.
It's all unicorns on
that's
little,
right.
Lily
I'm going to have a unicorn bring my baby, so it's all good.
But what frightened me, because all the women then agreed, was that you have the same birthing experience as your mother. Now, I've been told the story of my birth. Have you been told the story?
Yes.
How did you?
Well, it would have been probably starting, shortly, actually, 21 years ago.
21 years ago, Mrs. Dahl.
Anne.
The lovely
Shout
Anne Dahl.
Yeah, our special fan. I understand it was reasonably easy. That's
really?
What I'm hoping for.
I heard she sneezed and something happened.
Yeah, I think
literally.
She had probably had a lot of drugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mother wasn't so lucky. My mother, let's just say the day I was born, my actual birthday should have been the day before. That's how long she was in labour. Because the doctor that they paid for, they got private health back then, and the doctor
Good
didn't
greets.
Come in. It was a public holiday. I think he'd had a few. Mm. He thought the right thing to do was, no, just leave her. Leave her to just cross her legs and wait. My poor mum, the next day when he finally rocked up, the nurses were almost ready to deliver me. He just apparently rolled up his sleeves, yanked me out, broke my wrist in the process, and then...
My head got squished with the tongs.
Yeah.
I was a cone head.
So I don't want to look forward to that because apparently my mother screamed the whole
time. Just
place
do what
down.
I'm doing. Get the unicorn to bring it to the lily pad.
I think I like this unicorn.
I think that's
I might come and actually, Natalie, I might hang out with Unicorn Youth a little
bit.
Yeah,
they'll be able to find us a good unicorn.
And I reckon they'll be able to kind of nut out that story. But I hope we haven't traumatised too many people. If you have been traumatised, please feel free to message in on 0427 join 949 and join in the conversation.
Or tell us nice stories.
Yeah, tell us nice stories because...
I hear babies are nice.
Yeah. People go back.
They do. This is what I think. It can't be that bad.
They go back, don't
Because lots of people have more than one child. And if it was that bad, they'd
exactly.
be like, everyone would have one child. And you'd be like, no, no.
Or they'd invent this unicorn thing.
The unicorn. Mm.
But you'll be back with us with just a bit on Family Matters.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
Any combination. The best combination tonight.
Gina and Beck tonight.
Gina and Beck.
And Natalie.
The others were holding us back. We know that. Hi, guys. We do have a special guest tonight who's probably going to say something far more sensible than Gina and I have for the last few minutes. But she's shaking her head,
okay. Which is great for radio, Megan.
Our special guest tonight is the regional director in the southeastern region of Berry Street, the lovely Megan Holden.
Hi, how are you going?
We're good, Megan. We're excited you're here.
Thanks for having me on.
I got to meet you actually at Midsummer Carnival.
You did.
I was very excited. I was walking around the stalls kind of trying to get free stuff. And then
I love free stuff.
I noticed all these gorgeous little kind of rubbery bands and I felt very young and hip. And they were Berry Street bands.
Rainbow colours.
Rainbow colours with gorgeous little messages that I've put on our Facebook page. And then I was like, hey, Berry Street are there. And you're like, hey, yeah, that's me that's coming on.
That's
so
me.
Lovely.
I'll see you Thursday.
It was actually lovely to meet you. So thank you.
Serendipitous.
Yes. Yes.
Look at me with the big words.
Yeah. Birthday Eve. You're getting older.
I can say them. Megan, now, a lot of us know what Berry Street is, but maybe some other people don't. Tell us, what is it? What do you do? Where are you? Who are you? What do we need to know?
It's not a deli, is it?
It's no. not a deli. It's no, we don't work that way. But we're a children, youth and families organisation. We've been around for a long time. Some people will know us as the Berry Street Children's Home. We've been around for 140 years this year.
Wow. So almost as old as Gina.
Almost as old as me.
Almost. Yeah. But we do a lot of different things. A lot of people will know us for foster care.
Mm.
But we also run a lot of programs for children, youth and families. So we work with young babies, we work with kids, and we work with adults and families as well. We run residential services, we run case management services, family violence services, family support. We do different community programs because we're across Victoria. Mm. We're all across Victoria, not just in Melbourne. We also have the Berry Street Childhood Institute. We have mental health programs. We do a whole lot of other things.
Probably time to get your act together.
It's a deli where there's a good spread of activities.
Yeah,
but you can't get a ticket.
You're a bit of an underachiever, maybe. You probably need to start doing something with your time.
I did want to ask, though, we had a gay foster dad that came in who was a long-term carer, and we were actually really surprised. Like, I was definitely surprised that I wasn't being discriminated against when it came to foster care, that this is an option for LGBTI people in the community when it comes to having an opportunity to take care of kids, because some people, after those horror stories, might not want to actually give birth to a baby. Adoption is getting easier, but it's still really not an option. Surrogacy, far too expensive, male or female or anywhere in between. And my goodness, fostering was something I really thought excluded us, but it doesn't.
Absolutely not.
And this is what we want to hear. So what are nuts and bolts? I'm not going to a deli, but I'm walking into a Berry Street clinic, or I've called your number. How does one get started? Do I have to have training? Where do I start? I'm interested. I'm single, maybe. What do I do?
So, firstly, absolutely open to the LGBTI community. So, we've been promoting foster care for that very reason. A lot of people think they can't do it because they identify as part of the LGBTI community. So Berry Street's been running the Fostering with Pride campaign for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been joy sponsors
to
get that message out there, because a lot of people still don't think they can foster. So that's why you saw us at Midsummer, and we've been there for a few years now. But if people are interested, so we firstly just start off with an information session. There's no pressure. People can come along, hear a little bit of information about what is foster care, what does it mean, ask lots of questions. And from that point, they can decide, yes, I want to apply, or it's not for me, which is absolutely fine. And throughout the whole process, people can say, I don't think it's for me. So that's fine.
Are there a lot of people that are interested in being foster carers? And I guess the second part of that is, are there a lot of kids that need foster carers?
There's a lot of kids that need foster carers, and we need foster carers. So, it's not an easy job to look after kids and to raise kids, and a lot of people out there can relate to that. It's not easy. But there's a desperate need for foster carers across the country, across the world.
Is it long-term or short-term foster care? Is there a greater need in one or the other, or it's kind of a bit of both, the same with both?
There's a lot of different kids, and we need a lot of different carers. And kids will come into foster care for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's because at that point in time, parents can't look after them. And it might be because they've got their own issues that they need to deal with first before they can raise their children. So it might be that they've got some mental health issues that they need some support with, and the kids are cared for while they do that. For other kids, they will come in for long-term care and need to be with people for a long time. So lots of different kids and lots of different circumstances, so we need lots of different carers.
My initial knowledge of foster care was watching Home and Away and what Pippa and Tom had at the caravan
and
park. So, Frank and Bobby and what have you.
But that's our generation.
Yeah, that's
you are
right.
Showing your birthday age.
Yeah, I'm
right
clearly
there.
Not 21. But I guess, jokes aside, what sort of – do people get training, or are these kids just dumped and they say, you look after these kids now on your bike, go for it?
So they do get training. So if people come along to an information session and decide that they want to apply to be foster carers, they do some initial training. So that's different sessions that they can attend and hear a little bit about what to expect. So we will have a current carer come along and talk about their experience, which is always fantastic because, you know, it's one thing for us to say things, but people love to speak to a carer themselves and ask the nitty-gritty questions of the reality. But they also hear a little bit about why kids come into care. So they might hear a little bit about abuse and trauma and the different things that they can expect along the way. And again, at any time, people might say, I don't think this is for me, or, you know, they might decide this is exactly what I'm here for.
And I think that's the one aspect that frightens me, that I'm not a trained counsellor or psychologist, but I've got an extra couple of bedrooms in the house and I'm not a bad cook. I'm Greek. I can cook for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's in the blood.
It's kind of in the blood, but that's probably the part that I'd be a little bit nervous of I might have a kid that might need some extra attention, and how do I mean, we have training courses for counsellors and social workers that are long-term. They're not short. You don't do them online, and if you do, oh, no, maybe you do. I don't want to offend those people, but I'd be afraid that I wouldn't have the skills to be able to really support a kid in need. So I assume are these kids also getting counselling on the side? Is that something I can say, okay, I can know a bit, but now I'm going to give you to someone to help you through this and then come back and I'll feed you? Is there any of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, there is. So for each of the kids, there's what's called a care team.
Okay.
That wraps around them, and it's dependent on, you know, what supports they need and what their needs are as to who's in that care team. And that might include, you know, their school, or it might include a counsellor. It includes the carer as well. But it also includes a Berry Street case manager.
Awesome.
So every kid will have a Berry Street case manager, and every carer has that worker that they can pick up the phone to and ask questions. There's 24-hour support, so we have an after-hours on-call service. So, you know, if you're ever in that situation where you go, I don't know what to do,
you
can pick up the phone
yeah.
and you call people and you can talk to them and you know, get some support as well.
That's good. And I assume that as part of the process there's police checks and working with children or whatever they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it isn't a quick process, and people need to know that. It's not like going to the deli and saying,
deli.
I want one of those, and you walk out the door
no
that day
here.
With a kid. There's assessments. So it's a really thorough process because it's really serious to be raising a child, to place a child in someone's care. So there are assessments that can take between – the whole process can take between 4 and 6 months.
Like a pregnancy, sort of.
Yeah.
You've got to have a bit of time, you know, and you know, you've got to be able to think about, you know, why you want to be a carer and what it means for you, and to think about some of those situations and talk through them. We do police checks and
I'm
working
with
children.
I'm such a lawyer. I'm like, what are the legal issues here?
We absolutely, you know, check those things, and working with children checks so that, you know, we do these assessments to make sure that we're placing kids into safe homes.
Yeah. And is, like, it sounds like a lot of work, but I know there are so many great single parents out there. Can you be single and be a foster carer?
Absolutely, yeah.
And work full time?
You can work, you can be single, you can be part of the LGBTI community.
Can you be straight?
Yeah, you can.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't discriminate.
Excellent. I like to just make sure my boxes are ticked.
You can be in de facto relationship. As I said, there's lots of different kids needing lots of different people. And the biggest thing is that you can provide a safe and nurturing home. That's the biggest thing that we look for, is that you can care for a child.
Amazing. Well, we do have the wonderful Megan Holden from Berry Street with us. And if you have any questions for Megan, or maybe you want to add something to the conversation, maybe you've been a foster carer, or you're interested, or you were a kid in foster care.
Or you want to wish Beck happy birthday.
Or you
want to
wish me
tomorrow.
A happy birthday for my 21st birthday tomorrow. You can SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au, or get old school and call us on 1300JOY949. Family Matters.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Our presenters are excellent.
I love our presenter. Oh, wow, that's us.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Eve, Beck.
Thank you. I feel like we should say that after every break. you are with Gina and Beck on Family Matters, and we have Megan Holden from Berry Street with us, and we also have the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Natalie from the Unicorn Youth Training Program. Am I saying it properly?
Did we say it right?
Yeah. Excellent. Now, and we're going to let Natalie take over and ask Megan a question. Now, we've talked enough.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you get a choice of the age of the children that you're fostering?
Yeah, you absolutely do. So when we accredit people to be foster carers, because you've got to be accredited officially as a carer for Victoria, we also put down what your preference is. So some people are much more comfortable with having little babies but not so comfortable with teenagers, or vice versa. You know, people might sort of go, look, I'm really comfortable with 5 to 12-year-olds because my kids are a little bit older, so I don't want to have older kids or whatever. So we always, you know, accredit carers and then say, but their preference is. And then when we are looking for a foster carer for a kid, we have a conversation with the carer. And, of course, they can say, look, I don't think I can at the moment, or that doesn't sound right for me. And so they absolutely can say yes or no. But it is a conversation between us and the carer. So,
cool. Excellent. Good question there, Natalie.
Well done, Continue. Natalie.
Thank you.
You're almost better than us. if you have a question for Megan, you can SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And we have had a couple of questions on the text, Megan. One of them is, being a foster carer, do you receive any financial support?
You do. You receive a carer reimbursement. So that's a tax-free reimbursement paid by the government to reimburse those expenses, because it can get expensive raising children too.
And I think probably that would put some people off, perhaps, the financial implications. Yeah. So that's really good.
Look, if anyone does want tips on how to feed a lot of people really cheaply, I am Greek. I'm
I was
happy
say,
to
call the Greeks.
You know, we're just used to cooking in mass.
Well, you don't have any other way, do you?
No.
No. And another question we have is, are foster carers required to have any contact with the biological parents of the children?
I think, again, that the circumstances are different for every kid. So sometimes there is really regular contact with the family. And, you know, we've had lots of carers that have developed really fantastic relationships with the biological parents of their kids. In other circumstances, they won't have any contact. So that's something that is planned with Berry Street and, you know, with the family and the carer. And it's about people being comfortable and the arrangements being comfortable.
And I guess it depends on the circumstances, why the parents can't look after the children or, you know, those
Absolutely.
Sorts of things.
Mm. One question I was really curious of, I'm trying to get into more travel. But say I've booked a holiday and I've got a kid coming to stay with me, am I actually allowed to take the foster kid with me on holiday? And be reimbursed first class? No, I'm kidding. No. Are we actually allowed to take kids on holiday interstate or overseas?
So to go interstate or overseas, because they are on a court order, we do have to get permission. But again, they're conversations. These things do happen. They're conversations that we have and we plan in advance. And, you know, normally people don't take last minute overseas trips. So you kind of know when your trips are coming up and we have those conversations.
Oh, awesome. Disneyland. Let's do this.
Can I How come good and would live that with be? You? Oh. Are you interested in adopting a 21-year-old?
21-year-old for a birthday, maybe take it to Disneyland?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But you've got an amazing relationship with the LGBTI community. I mean, we know you're a Joy sponsor. People will hear your ads on the show. We saw you at Carnival. I saw you at Carnival. I met you at Carnival. I got my little rainbow little thingies. Natalie, I have to ask you what these are called.
Wristbands.
Wristbands. Hey.
There you go. Clearly, that's what the kids are having these days.
Rainbow
clearly
wristbands.
Clearly the oldest person in the room. What's the other sort of stuff that you're doing?
So we're doing a few things. We're marching in Pride again this year, which we're really excited about. It feels like it gets bigger and bigger every year. We'll be at Chill Out up in Daylesford, which is always a great weekend in March. We've been doing a few things. We at Midsummer we had a competition that people entered. We had nearly 300 people enter to have high tea at the Park Hyatt with Dolly Diamond.
Awesome.
Fun.
Which would be an amazing high tea.
Dolly's a big friend of Berry Street.
Huge. Dolly is. She's Dolly's a celebrity supporter of Berry Street, and we've been working with Dolly for a little while now, and she was fantastic.
There a Christmas appeal, I think I remember?
There was, yeah, was Dolly amazing. Dolly was supporting our Christmas appeal and did lots of promos for us, and we just love working with Dolly. She's been awesome. So that would be an amazing high tea, and we offered to go along with anyone that entered because it was for that person and a couple of friends. So we were happy to be a couple of friends, but that would be fantastic at the Park Hyatt, and with Dolly Diamond. So that's been really good. We also did last year we came out in support of marriage equality, and that was something that as an organisation we felt really strongly about, because we work with children and we work with families and singles, and it was really about Berry Street making a really strong statement for all people from the LGBTI community, but also for our rainbow families out there. And we have LGBTI carers and of course young people and staff, and we just felt that we needed to lend our voice to that campaign, because we know the impacts of discrimination, and we know the impacts for young people hearing really negative messages all the time. So we wanted to reinforce our support for marriage equality.
And was that not even a question for the organisation? You know, from the top down, has it always been a really inclusive?
Yeah, it has been. Of course, it's been a journey for our organisation. It's been a fantastic journey. But, from our board and from our CEO and deputy CEO, there's fantastic support for the work that we're doing and for supporting marriage equality and supporting same-sex adoption as well last year.
Yes.
There's been a whole lot of stuff, and it's really a part of the organisation. And we've just started our Diversity and Inclusion Steering Committee and LGBTI working group. So really looking at making sure that Berry Street's a safe and inclusive and positive organisation. So we're so excited about it.
Fantastic. And what are some things you're focusing on with that sort of direction? What are your big aims
so
there?
We're looking at a whole lot of things. We're looking at us as an organisation and making sure that people that come to Berry Street do feel safe and respected and included. So we look at how we're working as an organisation. We're looking at what are the training needs for our staff, and when we're working with LGBTI people, whether it's in our family violence programs or in foster care or any of our services, that we've got the right training there. But we're also looking at some of the really important issues like adoption and the advocacy work that we can lend our support to. So, it's a big piece of work. It's really exciting. It's massive.
I wanted to ask, because when you guys were out at Carnival, what were some of the questions that people were coming? Were people surprised to see you there? Or were they actually interested in foster care and just going, hi, sign me up? What? Or getting the free wristbands?
Everything. Everyone loves the free wristbands.
I love mine.
Everyone loves free things. Yeah. You always walk around midsummer and come back with a bag of goodies.
Absolutely.
But we had a lot of different people coming up. Every year we have people that might have had a previous association with Berry Street and come up and say, I was a Berry Street baby. So they were from the Berry Street Children's Home maybe many years ago. And that's always fantastic. And they come up and have a really good chat about their journey with Berry Street. We have people come up saying, look, I've seen you here for the last few years and I'm still thinking about foster care and I've never asked questions. So they ask us a lot of questions like we've talked about tonight. And other people just go, what is Berry Street and what do they do? Yeah. And
what are the strawberries and raspberries and why aren't you giving those out on a hot day?
Exactly.
No.
What?
Berry Street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've been in the sun today.
It's been an absolutely.
I like that though. That was good. Now I understand your joke.
Now you get my joke. It's a bad joke.
It is.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Megan.
That's okay.
I want to know a little bit more about you, Megan. That's what I'm going to find out after this.
I think we are going to find out a little
bit. We're going to get all investigative journalist on Megan.
Do you think we should?
Yeah.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Family Matters on technical. I like that music, though. I can just talk over that.
I like it too.
Family Matters, Joy 94.9 with Beck and Gina, our lovely guest Megan from Berry Street and Unicorn Youths Trainings too many S's.
Too many S's.
Own Natalie, who is better than us, Gina.
I just pressed the wrong button. So she's clearly doing a very good job at the moment. A little bit awkward.
Should we let her ask the next question?
Yeah, I think we should let her ask the next question.
Save us, Natalie.
Save us, Natalie.
I'll try. If the foster child is having a really good connection with the family, can you keep them?
Can you keep them? So when you become a foster carer, you know, similar to sort of saying, look, I'm really comfortable with younger kids, or I'm really comfortable, I'd prefer to have teenagers. You can also say, you know, I really want to look after a kid long term. I don't want to do, you know, emergency care, and I don't want to do short term. I want a long term relationship with a child. So we look at that for the matching and look at carers that do want to do that long term and try and match them to kids that need to be long term. But I think, you know, the first priority is always that if they can be with their family safely, or family members, that can sometimes change the plan. So sometimes we might have an auntie who we didn't know was around, who puts their hand up and says, you know, look, I really want to look after my nephew. And so we do look for family members as a priority, but absolutely, if families are, it's all working well, that's what we want. And families say, this is awesome. And the young person and the child want to stay as well, then that's what we kind of hope for. We want, you know, people grow up together and have these amazing connections, which they do, you know.
It's very like home in a way.
It's so reality
it's
television.
It's very Pippa and Michael. Yeah. Now, Megan, I did promise some investigative journalism before. How does one become the regional director of the South Eastern Region, and what is it about Berry Street that's your connection? Why do you work there? What do you love about it?
So I do love working with Berry Street. I've been with Berry Street now for about 8 years in two different roles. Worked in their central office for a while, and I've been director for about 4.5 years now, and I love it. I guess I've always worked with young people and homeless young people and high-risk young people, you know, people that really need support and have had really difficult childhoods, growing up with levels of abuse and trauma, and I've just always been drawn to the work, and I think I love the people that I work with. I work with some amazing carers and amazing staff that just do a fantastic job and are incredibly committed, and as an organisation, I think they do some great work, including the LGBTI work that we do. I love the way the organisation's embracing what we do 100%.
What's the very best thing about your job?
I have to say the people. Every day you've got to
coming onto radio and talking about. But no,
besides joy, besides joy, which I didn't feel like I needed to say, that goes without saying. But you know, we have a great group, and you've got to have fun at work, which we do. But you've also got to have passionate, committed people, and they just go above and beyond. And so I really love working with my staff team.
Aww,
it's nice.
You guys say that about me all the time.
We do, yeah. What's the most challenging part of what you do?
I think, you know, working with kids that have been abused can be challenging, and trying to help them the best way that you can, and trying to help the families. There's always a challenge, and that keeps us going in every day, I guess.
Do you ever want to take the kids home?
It's sometimes very, very hard, and it has been known to see the director sitting on the floor playing with kids in the office, which is always amusing for the staff. But I do love it when we've got the kids running around and you can play trucks and Lego and all of those sorts of things, because kids are awesome. They're lots of fun.
Well, one thing we do like about our breaks is we get to have little conversations outside of this sort of stuff. You told us a very interesting fact earlier, and we've been wanting to get a particular type of rainbow parent onto this show.
We have.
Which
we've
we haven't.
One.
Well, now we got one by accident. we might invite you back to talk more about it. But we were excited because you yourself have a rainbow family.
I do have a rainbow family. My partner and I have been together 16 years, and we have two amazing kids who were 5 and 8 when I came into the family. and they're now 21 and 24, so they're both taller than me and bigger than me. And we've gone through the primary school and teenage years and uni years. Now I can sit back and be incredibly proud of these amazing adults that they've turned into.
Aww. Step-parents. I love them.
Step-parents.
Instant family,
yeah.
We've yet to cover this. And it's, well, you just kind of go, hi, I'm here. And then all of a sudden, there are children.
That's right. Saturday morning sleep-ins disappeared overnight. And, you know, kids get up really, really early. I learnt that. And 6 a.m. was a normal start at the very beginning. But, you know, we adjusted and...
I think you could teach Adrian a thing or two about the school lunches that he's prepping.
Yeah, that's
prepping at this stage. He's doing practice runs of sushi nori rolls for breakfast.
Wow. Actually, if people have ideas, in anticipation of next week, they could SMS in some ideas. But do you think Adrian's got to let that do? Do you just give him $5 and go to the canteen so you get a sausage roll?
Well, we got to the point where if they weren't going to eat the lunch that we gave them, they need to make their own lunch because they've got to choose it. So we thought that was important. We also taught them how to use the coffee machine once they were at an age that it was safe to do so.
Excellent.
But Christmas morning there was a rule that there was nothing before 6 a.m. and you had to bring coffee. And if they did those two things, then we were up and opening presents.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's very, very impressive.
So we're talking 16 years ago is when you became an instant mama.
Yep.
So it was illegal for a lot of people to even be conceiving. Rainbow families were very new in the mix. And you're a stepmom. Let's throw that label at you. How was that received by the kids?
I guess they're very different personalities.
Yeah.
I think it was probably a little bit more challenging for my daughter, who was the older child, who was 8. So it was sort of getting her head around who's this person and why does she have my mum's attention? And that was a little bit challenging. But for my son, he was only 5, and it really came down to we have lots of fun, so you should come over and play all the time.
Love it.
So for him, he kind of went with the flow. You know, we have used the term step-parent before, but actually, you know, my son said to me once, he was actually offended by that because, you know, he said, you're my mum. You're not my stepmom, you're just my mum. So he will introduce me as this is my mum, and then he'll say about my partner, and this is my mum as well. So for him, step-parent wasn't something. But back when we 16 years ago, it was, we had to sort of think about how do we explain who I am to their
school.
Wow,
there was no safe schools back then.
No, to their school, to their after school care program, to their basketball club, all those sorts of things. So you do have to think about them,
Wow.
We have learned so much.
We've not even touched on that topic. I reckon that's something we've got to come back to.
I think so.
The step-parent thing. Mm. You're with Gina and Beck, Natalie, Family Matters.
Family Matters, Gina and Beck. It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. I reckon we just ditch everyone every other week and just do this ourselves.
I mean, do we need them, really?
Just because they've got kids.
I know.
Really? It's a parenting
show. And
Dave,
Dave Schmave.
Yeah.
He's in Europe. He's probably not even listening anymore.
Exactly.
So I think we've realised who the good ones are.
Yeah.
But we have firstly had Natalie. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Have you learnt some stuff?
I have learnt a lot that is incredible.
Excellent.
I will be using it for the future Saturdays.
We go back and brag to the other unicorn kids. We say, I got to be on the best show.
Definitely.
Gina and Beck were amazing.
Amazing. And even when you press the wrong button, you can fix it.
That's right. Or you just talk over the top.
Just talk over the top. Hey, I'll teach you all the buttons to press wrong.
I reckon you're going to go to the head of the class, Natalie.
Yeah, I hope so.
What's your dream? What kind of radio show are you going to have?
I'm going to have the biggest, best, funnest... Just the best.
Yeah. Well, I think aim high.
That was my goal.
Yeah, and quick. I mean, this is the biggest, best, funnest show there is.
Yeah,
and
it
how
is.
Quick an hour can go as well.
I know. And we have had the amazing Megan Horton from Berry Street. Thank you so much, Megan.
Such a pleasure.
We've learned so much about Berry Street, so much about you.
Yes.
We're going to have you back again, or your son, who we hear wants to be a on the radio so we can ask him all kinds of stuff about you.
Sure.
Now, if people are interested in becoming a foster carer or marching with you guys in Pride March in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
who do they see? What do they do?
They jump onto the Berry Street website, berrystreet.org.au, and send us a message. There's a link for foster care, or they can send us a message saying, I want to march with you guys, leave your details, and we'll sign you up. It'll be fantastic.
And anyone can march with you
guys? Anyone can
march. Parents,
kids, families,
dogs,
friends, families, supporters, allies.
People who are Berry Street kids, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Just like you met at
Carnival. I'm so excited. I'm going to my first Pride March this year.
Is this your first?
Yeah.
Aww. See, I marched at the first Pride March. So I'm a bit excited to be going back.
I know.
This year.
Well, I'll definitely come and say hello to Berry Street.
Please do.
If I get bored of my AFL Pride groups, I'll tack on to yours.
Very quickly as well, during midsummer, which we are in the thick of now that Carnival has happened.
I forgot about your celebrity.
No, I'm not the celebrity, but there is a gorgeous exhibition that is starting tomorrow called Beautiful Women. And some of the people that have been guests on this very show, Jack Tomlins and her partner, are in it. The Celebrate Aging director, Catherine Barrett, is also in this exhibition. So is Al Michelle.
Al Michelle.
So is our Brie from Chicks Talking Footy.
So is Gina.
Ruby. Oh, no, don't worry about me. But so is Ruby from Triple Bypass. And okay, my face might be in it.
It's going to be really amazing. I call the exhibition Hot Lesbians, but it's actually called something else.
It is Beautiful
and
Women Exhibition.
Where can it opens tomorrow night?
It opens tomorrow night. It's on for all of midsummer. It is a premier midsummer event. So please go out and support it, because what we want you to take away from this Beautiful Women exhibition is to get your breasts checked.
Yes,
ladies.
And it's at the What's the Gallery, Mooney Ponds?
Incinerator Gallery?
Incinerator Gallery.
It might not
but
be
you've
that
been everywhere.
At all.
You've been on BuzzFeed, Huffington Post.
Vanity Fair.
Italy. I mean, who am I? Chopped
ciao.
Liver.
Ciao, Bella.
I'm going to be a hot lesbian when I grow up.
Well, you are welcome to join. Time to say ciao.
I know. So we're going to hand over to the boys in
we
the
are
woods.
Handing over.
I've come up with another one for them tonight. Oh. So tonight I've got Wolf. Grapes and bananas and oranges are not things that bears eat.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au. A proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.